You do such extraordinary things, said Maxim. Fancy not getting hold of her when you broke the thing and saying, Here, Mrs. Danvers, get this mended. She'd understand that. Instead of which, you scrape up the remains in the envelope and hide them at the back of her drawer, just like a beaten maid, as I said, and not the mistress of a house. I am like a beaten maid, I said slowly. I know I am, in lots of ways. That's why I have so much in common with Clarice. We are on the same sort of footing, and that's why she likes me. I went and saw her mother the other day, and do you know what she said? I asked her if she thought Clarice was happy with us, and she said, Oh, yes, Mrs. De Winter, Clarice seems quite happy, she says. It's not like being with a lady, Mum. It's like being with one of ourselves. Do you suppose she meant it as a compliment or not?
God knows, said Maxim. Remembering Clarice's mother, I should take it as a direct insult. Her cottage is generally a shambles and smells of boiled cabbage. At one time, she had 9 children under 11, and she herself used to patter about in that patch of garden with no shoes and a stocking round her head. We nearly gave her notice to quit. Why Clarice looks as neat and clean as she does, I can't imagine.